just want to quickly talk about something that struck me this morning, and that is the miracle of salvation. You know, reading the Old Testament, and we see, you know, the reaction to sin. Like, God hates sin, and that's an established fact. And then it was even in, because, you know, look, reading this case really might seem harsh, you know, how, you know, God had zero tolerance for sin, and, you know, he held the Israelites as his chosen ones, even whilst they were in the wilderness, to very, 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 very high standards, especially when it came to do with, you know, the tabernacle, the Ark of Covenant. And then, you know, when things will happen, when people will contravene God's law, you know, the red story of Korah and Datam, how, you know, the ground opened up and swallowed them, how fire rained and destroyed a couple of people. It just shows God's reaction to sin. God's reaction to sin was complete. This was, God hates sin and he still completely destroys sin. But I think the miracle in what Jesus Christ has done for us, or the miracle we'll have in salvation, is the ability for that sin to be destroyed without destroying the individual completely. And then the truth and the reality is that sin destroys completely. And then the thing is that even, and the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And then, you know, even if, you know, the destruction might not have come in God's anger towards this people, destruction is bound to come anyways, living a life of sin. And then the sin is bound to destroy you. But then I think the miracle is in the fact that, you know, this destruction, when Jesus Christ came, Jesus Christ offered an avenue towards destruction of that sin in our lives without we being destroyed. And I think that's a very, very great takeaway for me, that Jesus Christ destroyed that sin without destroying or consuming us, which is a huge, huge, huge thing. I mean, it's huge. And he didn't just destroy the sin, he actually made us vessels, and vessels of God's presence, God's Holy Spirit. So, you know, the Ark of Tabernacle, do you know how miraculous it is? Whereas in the Old Testament, before people, there were special people that could really, really go into God's presence and allow. But then God didn't just destroy the sin in our lives with the coming of Jesus Christ. He made us, we became that tabernacle. He made we, this body of sin. And then, you know, there was a part in the Bible, the New Testament, I'm paraphrasing, and that God chose to show his glory. Like, he made us, God chose to show his glory. He chose to show the excellency of his power, even using us. So he made us, we that were formerly the sin vessels. He made us his own vessel. So not only was he able to destroy the sin in us without destroying us completely, he also made us a vessel, you know, a place where it dwells. And I think that's a very, very, very beautiful miracle. So praise Jesus.